The topic for today is, are we allowed to engage in hazardous medical procedures? Let's say that someone is very sick. The doctor says they only have a very short time to live unless they take a certain procedure which has a high likelihood of failure. So if they don't have the procedure, they may live 6 months, 9 months, 10 months, maybe a year. If they have the procedure, so if it's successful, then they can live for many years. But if it's not successful, they may die right away. And let's say there's a 50% chance of success, or a 30% chance of success, or a 10% chance of success. How do we evaluate this? Now, obviously, in the real world, the doctors themselves, the hospitals themselves will make the evaluation, and maybe insurance will only cover certain procedures and won't cover other procedures. And so I think within the halakhic world, in a situation where, let's say legally, and the doctors say you can engage in that procedure, there's halakha of what to say also, whether you should engage in that procedure. I think there are two different perspectives in halakha regarding having these medical procedures. So obviously, step one in the analysis is that we can't be reckless with our body. We can't be reckless with our physical health. It's a halachic responsibility. In Parshas Veschanan, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Tes, the Torah says, "Raki shomer lecha shpor nafshecha," be careful and watch yourself. And even though the context seems to be careful lest you forget what you saw at Har Sinai, nevertheless, the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Yudaf Halacha Dalet, tells us that you have to remove any obstruction that's a danger to life based on this pasuk, Ki shomer lecha shpor nafshecha. And you have to take care. Shulchan Aruch has many instances where we have to act responsibly and not endanger our lives. So the question is whether engaging in a procedure that could be fatal, if there's a high likelihood of it being fatal, is that forbidden based on Hi Shamar Lecha Shmor Nafshecha? So there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, and the Gemara says that it's based on Rav Yochanan. Some say it was Rava who said in the name of Rav Yochanan. Some say Rav Chista said in the name of Rav Yochanan that Safik Chai Safik Meis Ein Misrapi Mehem. In the days of the Gemara, there was a perception that going to a non-Jewish doctor is a very dangerous thing. Again, it does not apply nowadays, but there was a perception in the days of the Gemara that the non-Jewish doctors had it in for the Jewish patients, and they would likely, they might kill us under the pretense of healing us. And the Gemara says, if you're not sure if someone's going to live or die, don't go to the non-Jewish doctors. It's too risky. Again, this only applied in, this was said during Talmudic times, would not apply nowadays. The Gemara says, Vaidei meis misrapin mehem. So if, let's say, if you don't go to them, you're definitely going to die, and the only option is to go to them, then you're supposed to go to them. So the Gemara says, really? Ha'ika chayisha. Yeah, but if you don't go to them, you can live a certain number of months. Chayisha, temporal life. You're giving up that temporal life by going to this doctor, which could potentially kill you on the spot. You're not going to be able to live the extra 6 months. The Gemara says, no, the chayisha lo chayishidan. We're not concerned with chayisha. The Gemara asks, we're not tamar de chayisha lo chayishidan. How do you know that we're not concerned for temporal life? And he cites a story in Malachim Beis, Perek Zayin Pasuk Dalet. What's the story? The story is there were four men who were Mitzoraim, and because they had Saras, they were leprous, therefore they were outside the city. There was a famine in the city, and the nation from Aram, or the army of Aram, was surrounding the city. And they were outside the city. So there was a famine in the city. They were outside the city. They had no food. And basically, they said to each other, Manach Yoshimpo Ad Master, what are we going to do if we sit here and we're going to die? Ima Marnu Navo Ha'ir Varav Ba'ir. If we go to the city, there's a famine in the city of Master, we're going to die. Im Yashavnu Po Master, if we live here, we're going to die. Vatalachu Venipla El Machne Aram. Let's go attack the camp of Aram. Let's take a risk. Our only means of survival is to go to the camp now in Aram, and maybe we'll get some food. If we die, we die. So what's going to happen? If they do nothing, they'll live maybe a few more days or a short period of time. If they don't do anything, if they don't do anything, they're going to live a chayisha. If they go into the camp, they can maybe get a lot of food and live for a long time, or they can get killed right away. So the Gemara says that we see from here, and in this story, the chayisha lo chashinan. They weren't concerned with temporal life. In other words, their behavior was legitimate, that they went to attack Machane Aram, even though they might end their life sooner than had they done nothing. They were allowed to do that. Now, there's no definite indication from the story that what they did was correct. And Moshe Feinstein in Yoredeya Chelek Gimel Siman Lamed Vav addresses this question. He says, How does the Gemara know that their actions were appropriate? Because who are these four Mitzrayim? It was Gehazi and his three sons. And Gehazi, who echad me'arba, had yotush in lahem chayak l'maba. And Gehazi is one of the individuals who is so wicked that according to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, he has no share in the world to come. So Moshe basically says that the Gemara felt justified drawing precedent from the story because it's not a religious or ethical question. And it was more of a question of human judgment and prudence. As Ramosha says that v'chivan shetolu b'das ha'enshi, that it really that whether it's appropriate to give up your life to put your life on the line for some promise of a longer life, that depends on human judgment. And so therefore, shapir chiyach gemar megechazi shol spanam. So you can learn from Gehazi and his three sons, she'asu ladas atzmam, that they acted according to their own reason. And he says, shehurak das ha'enshe, that this is the way people think. Raya shekain muta b'dinei Torah. So we see that's a proof that this is permitted, that we can rely on this. In other words, it seems that this halacha of whether you should engage in risky medical procedures depends on acting reasonably. You have to act reasonably. So you can't act recklessly, that would shorten your life. So we see that these four Mitzrayim, they acted reasonably. That's what reasonable people do. And therefore, it's reasonable to have a procedure which could end your life right away if when it's successful, it could lead to a long and fruitful life. It doesn't mean that we never consider chayisha, temporal life. The Gemara Yoma Daf Pehei Amud Aleph tells us that let's say you are removing debris off someone. Let's say Misha Nafala Mapolas. That an avalanche fell on someone, debris fell on someone, and you're moving the debris. So the Gemara there says, if you find the and you remove the debris and you find that he's alive, Gemara says you continue removing the debris. This is talking about on Shabbos. Gemara says, well, isn't that obvious? The guy's alive, so obviously you remove the debris. Gemara says, lo tzricha dafilu chayisha, that even if you know the guy's going to die, and by removing the debris, that you know you're going to add some moments, some hours to his life, that it's still permitted to do so on Shabbos. So we do care about chayisha, we do care about temporal life. But as Tosus and Avodah Zarah, Daf Chosayin Amud Beis says that if it's between dying earlier, like the only two options are you do nothing and he's going to die right now, or you do something and he'll live a few extra hours, so do this something extra. So we care about chayisha. But if it's between doing nothing and definitely living chayisha, days, months, we'll have to see how much time. But let's say if it's between doing nothing and living a few months, and having a risk and taking a risk that you could die now, give up the chayisha, but if you're successful, you could live a longer life. So then You're not acting irresponsibly by taking the risk, so you can live a longer life. Now, the and essentially, this is a question of patient autonomy. What's the limit of patient autonomy? So we'll discuss a few factors. So one factor could be the likelihood of success of the medical procedure. So again, there are two schools of thought. There's one school of thought which essentially says that there are objective standards, that you could only engage in this medical procedure halachically if there's a likelihood of success, potentially a certain likelihood of success, the person could live a long time, potentially if you don't do anything, the person will only live a short period of time. So there's one school of thought, and we'll go through a few of the factors, which say that in order to engage in these procedures, you still have to meet certain standards of reasonableness. So what are they? So one issue that the poskim discuss is the likelihood of success of the medical procedure. So Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Yud Siman Chav Hei Perek Hei discusses about getting a heart transplant. And the time when he wrote the tshuva, at that time, two-thirds of the transplants ended up being unsuccessful, and the people died shortly after that. So he felt that this is nechshev al pi rov kemisa, so idei kach biyadayim. It's like your mom is killing the person, vaser lasosos, because two-thirds of the procedures ended up resulting in the person dying at the operating table shortly afterwards. So he thought that you're not allowed to do that. The Tzitz Eliezer held that that having a risky medical procedure, which could lead to a long life, like what we find in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, based on the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, is only if it's what's called when the sikum l'chayim olamaves shavim heim, when the chances of life or death are essentially equal. Avalo behecha shetotzah minetu achushi yamos al pirov. But if a majority of people die from this type of procedure, or within your category, die, so then you should not engage in this procedure. The Achiezer cited, and he had a tshuva which discussed this in Chelek Beis, Yordea Simon Tezayim. The Achiezer says that he cited a Mishnas Chachamim, Rabbi Meshulam Feivitz of Kremenitz, who lived in the 18th century, that he said similarly that you need to have what's called a suffek hashakol. So again, it has to be around 50% or so, maybe not exactly, but it has to be a reasonable likelihood of success to have this procedure. But if not, then you shouldn't have this procedure. Rabosha, but the Achiezer himself says, he disagrees, and he says it's not necessarily the case that even you can even engage in the procedure even if there's a small likelihood of success. And Rav Moshe, in his tshuva, the main tshuva that Moshe has that discusses with this is in Yeridei Chelek Gimel Siman Lamed Vav. Rav Moshe says, Al Kolpanim Ledina Kevan D'Achiezer Matir Af Bekarov Yoser Lamisa. Since at the end of the day, there are poskim who are strict when it's not a suffek hashakol, when there's a likelihood that it won't be successful. However, since the Achiezer, Rav Chaim Ozer Grzinski, allowed a hazardous procedure, even when it's very likely that the person will die and it won't be successful, miyucha limchos b'misha rotzen lismuch alav v'lasen tuch. Who can protest for someone who wants to rely on the Achiezer? As Moshe says, you can rely on the Achiezer. Rav Yashiv thought that it's only permitted if the chances of mortality is less than, also, he also says if it's less than 30% chance that it's going to be successful, he also did not feel that one should have this procedure. However, you have Rav Moshe, who says you can rely on the Achiezer to engage it even in a risky procedure. Another factor that comes to play is how long will the person live without the procedure? So is there a difference if the doctors say Well, if you don't have this procedure, he's going to die. He will likely, obviously, no one can predict definitively. If the doctors say he will likely die within a month, what about 6 months? What about a year? What about 5 years? So there, Rav Moshe Feinstein, in this tshuva, he says that the Achiezer, when he, Rav Chaim Moshe Grudzinski, when he allowed the procedure, so he thought that his case was, the doctor said, you have 6 months to live without the procedure. And Rav Moshe thought you can go up to 12 months. However, more than 12 months, the doctors assume that you could live more than 12 months. The doctors say, here's a procedure, it's very risky. If you don't take the procedure, you're going to live, likely, our estimation is you're going to live for 2 years. Moshe says, don't take the procedure. So, Rav Moshe says that Vahaya near in the same tshuva, he says Vahaya near lafini stati gad shana yesh lahat velo yoser. They have up until a year to permit and not more. Vatamu, and the reason is nechaven sheroi lichios yoser miyud beis chodesh. That since people can live very often, you know that since if the person can live at least 12 months, hu chiyus gadol. This is not chayisha. This is a much longer time. Vein lismoch umdan sharofim. Once the doctors say he can live more than a year, then you can't necessarily rely on the doctor. Yeah, he's definitely going to die after a year. Sha'amrut shetiyah chayusa bofen chayisha, therefore it's only chayisha. Shedavar rochok ma'ot, shemvatzav kazeh yeh yoser bishana. You don't really know once it's more than a year, it's only going to, he's only going to live a year, but not more than that. He might live more than that. So Ramosha was uncomfortable in allowing a risky procedure, like a real risky procedure, where there's a real risk the person's going to die, if by not doing anything, the person would live more than a year. Now, obviously, there are multiple considerations. You have a chart. Well, let's say 50% chance going to be successful. If not, he's going to have a year. Now, do you go to 70%? Let's say there's 70% chance it's successful. But if he doesn't do it now, then he may only live a year and a half. So some of these things are very hard to quantify. How do you balance all the factors? But I'm just trying to provide you with the information on this first approach. The first approach, you have, again, one major factor is likelihood of success. You have some who will not allow it if it's less than 50%, around that, unless it's about a 50-50 chance of success. And if otherwise it's not successful, the person will die. And Rav Moshe allows it, no, even if it's very risky, based on the Achiezer. And then Rav Moshe, though, says that if the doctors say, if you don't have this procedure, you can live for more than a year, and it's a very, very risky procedure, the person could die from the procedure, Moshe says, you're not allowed to have the procedure. Rav Moshe also says that the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, Simon Kuf Nun Hei, Seif Aleph, says that in a situation, again, in the days of the Shulchan Aruch also, it may have been dangerous to go to, it may have been a risk to go to a non-Jewish doctor. Again, it should not apply nowadays. But in those days, the Shulchan Aruch says that im hu vadei meis misrapi mimenu l'chai shalo chashinan baha, that in a case where if you don't go to the doctor, you will definitely die, so then misrapi mimenu, you can be healed by this doctor Suffolk, maybe he will kill you or not sure. So the Rav Moshe Feinstein says that you're not mechuyev. Based on that Lashon said, the Lashon of the Rosh Hashanah Aruch is that you're allowed to go to the, you're allowed to put yourself in the situation of going to this doctor who may kill you. But you're not mechuyev. There's no obligation. It's up to you. But Rav Moshe says that's only when it's a suffek hashakel, when it's really a 50-50 chance. Then there's patient autonomy. You're not obligated. If you care more about your chayisha'a, about your temporal life, let's say the doctor says, if you don't take the procedure, you can live a year. If you do take the procedure, you could live many years, but there's a decent chance, that you're a 50-50 chance, that you're not going to survive right now, even the year. You're allowed to say, my chayisha is better than, I care about my chayisha, so I don't want to have the procedure. So you're allowed to do that. However, Moshe says that if it's a situation where it's rov l'chaim, let's say it's like a 70-80% chance that the procedure is going to be successful, then you're obligated to have the procedure. So this is sort of, and there are other factors as well, and there are other nuanced questions in terms of whether to engage in this procedure, not only the likelihood of success and the length of time that you can live without the procedure, but there are other, questions as well that the post can talk about that's in Rav Moshe's tshuva, but this really falls into the first category of post-kim in terms of dealing with it. Rav Schechter, I believe, has a different approach to this. And I find Rav Schechter's approach a little more compelling, perhaps especially now with the fact that, you go to a doctor, they take into consideration so many factors as to whether something is reasonable to do, procedure is reasonable, procedure is not reasonable to do. Rav Schechter basically gives you a lot of autonomy to engage in this procedure. And Rav Schechter says the following. He says that it's based on a Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. In the Gemara in Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, he says the following, Ve'elav hu nosei etz atzmo. That he puts his life on the line. Mipnei ma ola zeh ba kevesh v'nitlan be'ilan u'maser as atzmo l'mitzah lo al scharo. Sometimes why the person engage in a dangerous profession, climbing the ramp, being suspended from the tree, and potentially put himself in a risky situation? Was it not for his wages? And based on this, Rav Schechter thinks that we have autonomy to engage in risky behavior if it's reasonable. So he doesn't follow the percent, going through the details of the percentages. Is this reasonable? Is that not reasonable? What's the likelihood of success? What's the likelihood of life if you don't engage in the procedure? Schechter in Bikvei Tzon, Siman Lamed Aleph, says the following, that there are really three different situations. It says, Hecha de'ika umdana, where there is a presumption that the muchach, where there's a clear presumption, shekol if everyone would want, every reasonable person would want this type of medical procedure. If every single, not, I mean, not every single, 99%, he didn't go into what's the percentage, but if generally every reasonable person, or almost every reasonable person, would take this treatment, then we say that we force them to take the treatment. Hecha de'ika umdan, the das kol adam lawyer wrote sebitrufa shekazu. If there's a presumption that people would not want this medication, that also read on the butler dital etel das bere kol adam v'asher liasral the people v'afil who wrote sebazet. Let's say it's some kind of like not real medication. It's a little unclear what this line means, but let's say nobody would want this type of treatment. Let's say it's not even real treatment. It's some kind of, fake medicine, or people say, oh, take this. It's a real treatment. Some guy says this, but everyone knows he's a quack, he's not real, and no reasonable person would take this medication, even if he wants it. And it would just cause him more, and by doing this, it would cause the person more pain. We would not give him that procedure. The third case, though, is important, and that's in most of these situations. Hecha deleika umdan de muchach l'shum echad min hatzadim as a davar taloi b'dasachola. If it's a situation where some reasonable people would say, I want to have this procedure, and some reasonable people would say, I would not want to have this procedure. So then it depends on the chol and the sick person. You can imagine that, let's say the likelihood of success is, let's say likelihood of success is 30%, and if the person is successful, and if the person doesn't take the procedure, he may only live 6 months or 9 months. Wouldn't there be a difference whether we're talking about a 20-year-old patient or an 85 or 90-year-old patient? So there are many. The truth is there are many factors, and Moshe Feinstein discusses more factors, and other posts discuss more factors in various tshuvos. Rav Schechter, though, says, let's just see what is reasonable. The halacha of Nishmartem Ol Nafsho Seichem, Hishamer Lecha, is to act reasonably to protect your health, to live your life reasonably, and therefore, as long as you're acting reasonably, you have patient autonomy to determine whether or not you want to engage in various hazardous medical procedures.